פנסימן רישיין גימל סיבוב ועם קידש בבייסאי. A person made Kiddush in his house, v'shama shecheinoi, in his next door neighbor in a different house, heard how he sang Kiddush, v'shulchanoi aruch lefonov, and this neighbor, he has a shulchan aruch already, that means he's up to making Kiddush. Yaitse boy. So he is Yaitse, the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Shaper Havi Mekoyim Sude. It is considered Kiddush Bimkoyim Sude because he heard the Kiddush in his house and he's going to make Kiddush in his house. So that is considered Kiddush B'mokim Suda. We'll elaborate soon on this Nekudim, but let's just finish the Lashon of the Mechaber. But this only works Sheniskaven Hashemeya Lotzeis, if the one who is listening is kavoneh to be yoitze the mitzvah of Kiddush, umashmiya lohoitzi, and the one who is saying the Kiddush is kavoneh to be moitzi him with his Kiddush. So if we have these two conditions fulfilled, so memele, there is no shaila. Now, I'd just like to mention for perhaps 2 minutes the Oruch HaShulchan on this halacha, Oy Zayin, says as follows. We had learned there's a din of Kiddush B'mokim Sudim. That means that the Kiddush has to be said in the place where he's going to eat. That's Kiddush B'mokim Sude. So the Oruch HaShulchan asks, Va'af al pi shelahamekadesh lehavi mokim Sude. Here we're speaking about two houses. Reuven is making Kiddush in his house. There's a house next door to him, but another house that Shimon is listening to his Kiddush. Now, where Reuven made Kiddush, it's not Mokim Suda. That means Shimon's dining room is not a Mokim Suda for Reuven. So why is this considered Kiddush B'mokim Suda? The Kiddush was said in one house, and the Suda is going to be in another house. But the neighbor who is listening to the Kiddush, the one who's Shimon, who's listening to the Kiddush, is listening in his house in the Mokim Sudim. Vahashmiya, and that what he's listening, Havikilu Hoya HaKiddush Bikan. So that what he's listening, it's equivalent to he made Kiddush here. The Chasher Shoma Bebeisoi, when he heard Kiddush in his house, Havi Hashmiya Kiddibu. The Shmiya is equivalent as just Kiilu he had said the Kiddush. So he said the Kiddush, he heard the Kiddush in his house. With Kilu, he said the Kiddush in his house. So that is considered Kiddush B'mokim Suda. This is a lesson. Is that? No, you only have, no wine. The wine is, there's another, no, he does say yes to, it matters if the other one will drink from the wine. He doesn't have to drink, yeah. He doesn't have to have any wine, that's right. So, there is a chakira in the Gedolei Achronim. There's a klal shemeya ke'oinev. Now, what is pshat in this klal shemeya ke'oinev? So, you can learn two ways. One way you can learn shemeya ke'oinev means that just like I can speak with my mouth, I can speak with my ears. Shemeya, a shemeya is equivalent to kainer. If I'm listening to this word, it's kilu, I said the words. I said the words. That is one way to learn shad and shemeya kainer. Another mahalach in shemeya kainer is, I didn't say anything. No, by listening to what he said, I could be yaita with his amida. I'm not saying anything. But by listening to what he said, I'm yaita with his amida. And let us just deviate a little and speak in this hakirim. Number one. There's a Amirdik Tzlach in the Sechnes Brochus that says Pshat, now there's a Machloikis in Teisvis. If I'm in the middle of the Shtulah Shemayna Esrei, and the Tzibur is up to Kedusha, am I allowed to answer Kedusha? Sicher not. I'm the middle of Tzlach Lono. They say Kodesh Kodesh. I can't say Kodesh Kodesh. In the middle of Shemayin Esrei, you can't say Kiddush. Fine. That's bullshit. So now there is a machloikis in Tosfos. But let me listen to the Kodesh. I'll be yoter. Shemaya koiner. So Tosfos says, Shem Shemayin. If we will consider, like you said, Kodesh Kodesh, like you were mamsik. What is the difference between saying or hearing? It's the same thing. Shemaya koiner, just like you said. So Taisus holds, say further, hey, no, Bonnie, don't listen to the Kedusha. He can't say Kedusha now. That's the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Taisus brings the minik ha'olam is that we do listen. So the Tzlach says, so what is Chat the minik ha'olam? Because we hold that I'm Yaitza with him, I'm not saying anything. But by listening to what he has to say, so some yaitza with his amira, better than shemei koinim. So we hear the achakira and we paskin like that. Kvalocha we paskin is in the middle of the shul shemei naasrei, and they're saying kedusha, stop and listen to him, and we yaitza with his amira. So that's if you hold them yaitza with his amira.
They're on the exact same level in terms of that. Like a certain effect, the Jews traverse the problem of Shomei Kolona.
Could be, yeah.
Like a different Madrigo on like
love. Could be, I don't know. Could be yes, could be no, I don't know. What? Could be, no, but he's asking. What's on, he has the same Gan Eden. And because in halacha it says it's not so posh. In halacha would seem that one should make sure it's finished an answer in order to answer. So I say it's not the same. It would seem it's not the same. Fine. Another raya to this hakira is the Chazanish brings this raya. The din is Kriyas Megillah has to be Mitoich HaKtav. You can't lay in the Megillah Malka. You have to lay in the Megillah Mitoich HaKtav. Zot the Chazaynish. So, look, I listen how the Balkoda lay in the Mitoich HaKtav. Then we'll say, I'm saying Shemeya Koine. Very good, you can say, but you're not saying Mitoich HaKtav. So how are you yaitzim? But if Shadi Shemeya Koine, I'm yaitzim with his amire, I'm not saying anything. I'm yaitzim with his amire. He's saying Mitoich HaKtav. I'm yaitzim with his amire. Fine. There are many nafkaminas, which is, we won't go into this. But l'chayre, if we would say the din shemeya koina, I'm yaita with his amira, so then it's not kiddush b'mokim suda. He's over there. His kiddush was not said b'mokim suda. The lashon of the Oruch HaShulchan would seem, v'ashmiya ha'mikilu hoya kiddush b'kan. So that's very good. If the Shemei HaKoine means, I'm saying I can speak with my ears. So I'm saying Kiddush now. So I'm saying Kiddush in my house. That's Kiddush b'mokim sudim. But if Shabbos, I'm not saying anything. I'm yaitu with his Kiddush. So it's difficult on the emes. Kiddush is not b'mokim sudim. His Kiddush is in his house. This is l'chayre ha'oga him and this halacha.
So the question is, well, he doesn't know you're listening.
He knows. He really knows.
He
has kabonah. Ganshin is kabonah shemei.
He had me the kabonah.
Both have kabonah. Both. Oh, mashmiya. Lohiti, no. Everything is a common, made up reform. Now, the Lashon of the Mechaber would seem a Lashon b'diavad. If this occurred, there was such a scenario that Reuven made Kiddush in his house and Shimon heard and they were Mechaber, he yaitse. Zogt der Mishnah Berure, wo adin da afilu lechatchile yochel lekadesh bebeisoin. Kidei sheyishma shcheinai hado bebayis achet. Don't take the lashon ve'im kiddush b'diavad. Afilu lechatchile, this works. Now, I just would like to mention the bir halacha is amoyedike ha'orem. We had learned, when we learned Hilchos Kiddush, the Gemara says that you should sit. By making Kiddush, you should sit. So the Mishnah Berura brought down a goyin. The goyin said, the goyin says, why should you sit? Because in order to be mighty, you need a kviyas. In order to be mighty, someone said, I want to start, everyone should sit. So that's called, we were kiveyat together. Now I can be mighty. Then the Mishnah Berura says, listen, I feel, and they don't sit, but don't walk around. You need a kviyas. You need a kviyas. So here, the bir halacha is more, but one room, the standing together, the sitting together is a kviyas. But to say lechatchila, he's in one house and he's in another house. Where is there the kviyas? With the kavua together, the mamish and two different. So why are you yaitzu lechatchila? This is the order from the bir halachim. Let's go further. Nachmer, vim shcheinai eina yedeya ba'at moy lekadesh. But if the shochen doesn't know how to make kiddush, mahani akiddush aloi, afilu hu eina oichu ba'at moy, ichdolar besiv dalet, then the kiddush will help. That means he's making kiddush, Reuven is making kiddush in his house, but then Shimon has to drink the wine. Because Shimon doesn't know how to make kiddush. So Reuven makes the Kiddush, by the Priya Govan, Makadish HaShabbos. Shimon, he didn't say one word, Shimon, he drinks the wine, then he goes and makes the right thing. V'ayim ha-shekosav nushom besimprot nuchos. Oikos of Amogin Avrom, do adink shimekadish alapas, shiochavoych lem ha-moitzi. If he's making Kiddush alapas, so he can do the same thing, and he'll make Kiddush al HaMoitzi. But just let's appreciate what the Mogen Avraham is coming to tell us. What the Mogen Avraham says, but if he made Kiddush on wine, and now he wants to be Moitzi him with the Moitzi, so here the Mogen Avraham says, no, Abichas HaNenin, you need a kviyas. There's no kviyas over here. He's in one house, he's in the other house. So Lechatchila Zichri can't do such a thing. By the mitzvah of Kiddush, it seems the Mogen Avraham holds, this is that what he's mechaven to be yaitzev him is called a kviyas. But by Abichas HaNenin, you have to sit on one table, Lechatchila. The Shulchan no Aruch. Neither the Lav Davkin, the Shulchan doesn't have to be Oz. Elo Adin Kshiroitz, Allah Lecha Shulchan Lecha Lauter. Gam Kei Mahani, Kivin Shayadati, Lezeh Bishasa Kiddush, Chana Besiv Gimu Bago. Och Higoyin Shenis Kamen. But this only helps that the one who's making Kiddush has kavone to be mighty the other one. Lav davke binyan zeh, not only in, would he need kavone if the two different houses, do adin b'chol shemekadish lacherem. If Reuven is making Kiddush for Shimon, Reuven has to have kavone to be mighty Shimon, dinahochi. Fine. Ushashliach tiba mekadish beveis hamedrish, bizmaneinu. By us, the minigis, and there are other places that the shatz makes kiddush in shul. Lo yotza hashemeya. Now, let's say, so normally we make kiddush, and they have a problem with the drinking the wine, you give it to Stanim. He says, why is this one person in the shul? He wants to be yotze with his kiddush, and he brought along his bukalach, and he's going to eat in the shul. So Baruch Hashem, he doesn't have any wine, but he has bukalach. So he comes to the shul, they make kiddush in the shul, and he has kavanah to be yotze with the kiddush. Now he's going to go and wash. So he says, lo yotze hashemeya, afilu miskab in lotzeis, vu roitze lisoit shamacha, kach afilu yot kavanah to be yotze, elim kein iskab in hashluach tibo loitzioi. The shatas have kavanah to be mighty in. The shat normally makes kiddush in shul only out the minig. He has no kavanah to be mighty anyone with kiddush. So if we'll have now a hechetimtze that someone comes into shul, he wants to be yaita with the kiddush, but that he made, he said, come over before and tell him, please be mechavan to be mighty to me. What? What? He's not mighty anybody. The one who says kiddush in the shul. He's not mighty anybody because no one is eating in the shul. So it's not kiddush b'mokem suda. There's only a minig to make kiddush. So he's making kiddush with no kavanah. No one is who he is and isn't doing. Unless you tap him on the shoulder and you tell him, please be mechaven to be mighty me. Seems like, yesh oimrim, she'ein mekatshin elo lo'ir haner. So the Oruch HaShulchan says that the reason of this day is, there are many reasons why we are madlik neiros. One of the reasons is kavod Shabbos. It's a kavod that a neir is burning. That's a kavod Shabbos. There's another reason of oinig Shabbos. But there's one reason of kavod Shabbos. There's a reason of shalom bayis. There's three reasons why we are madlik neiros. Kavod Shabbos, oinig Shabbos, and shalom bayis. So now, the Oruch HaShulchan says that this first day of hell, the reason we're madlik neiros is al kavod Shabbos. And since the ikar of Shabbos is the kiddush, so b'shas the kiddush, you need neiros burning. The kavod, the kiddush has to be made b'mokim the neiros. That's the first day. What? No, you need neiros. Hadlok is neiros. Yesh oimrim, she'im mekadshim ela lo'er haner. The kiddush, that it's necessary to make kiddush where the ner is burning, because the ner is kavod Shabbos, and b'shas the kiddush, which you're bringing in the Shabbos, you need the ner burning. The yesh oimrim, others say, she'ein kiddush toli b'ner. The kiddush has nothing to do with the ner. The ner has to do with the suda Shabbos. The oinig Shabbos, you eat and you see what you're eating. But the kiddush has nothing to do with the ner. V'imu nene b'chotzer yoiser mipnei ha'aver. So let us say he has a stuffy kitchen and he has 20 guests and it's hot and humid and there's no windows in the kitchen but he's madlik neiros in the kitchen. He can't be, and then he has a big yard He has a big yard with Eri and Nala Gutazachim. That means he, if he's going to eat in the chotzer, it's airy and it's cool and it's comfortable, but he can't be madlik the neiris in the chotzer because there's a nice wind blowing, the nail won't, the one ever nails. So he's madlik the nail in the kitchen, which you go outside and make kiddush in the chotzer. He can't make kiddush in the kitchen because then it's shalei b'makim suda. So he wants to make kiddush in the kitchen. He's gonna be mad. No, I'm sorry. He wants to be mad like the neir in the kitchen. He's gonna make kiddush, and the sugar will be in the chotzer. I'm mipnei hazvuvim. Maybe in the kitchen there's a lot of flies, a lot of bees, and al kaponim, and the chotzer doesn't have it. So then, so according to the second day, yeah. That Kiddush does not need a nail is Mekadish b'chotza b'oichel shom. So he'll make Kiddush in the chotza, he'll eat in the chotza. Because according to the second day, Kiddush does not need a nail. Shaneiris la'oinig nitzavu v'loy l'tal. The Ike Neiris is for oinig and not for tal. V'hochi mitzavri. So the Mechaba Paskin. So be madlik the neir in the kitchen. And then you can go outside and make kiddush and eat in the chotzer. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Mekadish bechotza b'oichu shom, avuloi yekadish bebayis v'yoichu bechotza, uchidaleel, b'sif alef, v'ochi mistavre. So the Mechaba Paskin, so the Neiris, the Kiddush is not dependent on the Neiris, so you can make Kiddush in the chotza. So the Mishabur says, but there's a new problem over here. Forget about the Kiddush. The Suda has to be B'mokim Neiris. The Suda has to be B'mokim Neiris. The one of the Katamim of the Neir Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. It should be light. You should see what you're eating. V'haynu b'mitzayir halbei. So the Mishnah Berurah says we have to weigh. How will he have a bigger oinig? If he'll eat in the kitchen, in the stuffy kitchen, but it's light, or he'll eat in the airy chotzer, and it's not too light. So if he's mitzayir harbei from the eating in the kitchen, because it's stuffy and there's flies there, so he has a bigger oinig Shabbos without the neiris. Vahinu, somebody has to be weighed. Vahinu b'mitzayir harbei. He lafochi, tzorch lechol dafke b'mokim ner. Vahinu b'chimet godem shemitzadet v'yayisatav shikadish b'bayis. Maybe shemekiddish b'bayis. V'yayichol ma'at. So he'll have kiddish b'mokim neris. He'll have an achile, he'll eat a kizayis. Achach yigmul sudose b'chotzer, v'ayim b'simereisa, m'chimul sivtes, m'ashekosu v'shom min yizeh. He has to have some hanor from the neris. That means he's going to prepare in the kitchen because of the neris, the food for the sudem. If he doesn't have any hanor from the neris, he just madlik the neris in the kitchen, then they go out in the yard, and when they come back, the neris burned out already, so that he's not yoytzim. Reisha in Dalet din the tiyas apas b'shabes. Boiteya al shtei kikroish shleimais. A person is boiteya on two whole kikroish. Now what does that mean? That means as follows. Sha'oicheis shteihem biyodoi. He holds both of the chalas in his hand when he makes the moitzi. Ubaiteya hatach toinev. The Mechaba Paskins, he doesn't have to cut both chalas. He doesn't have to cut both chalas. He cuts the bottom one. But b'shas the broche, he holds both chalas. Because, okay, we'll see in the Mishabur why. And the betzi is on the bottom chalav. V'davke b'leil Shabbos. Friday night, you betzi on the bottom chalav. Avo b'yoyim Shabbos. But on the day of Shabbos, the Suda by day, oy b'leil yontiv, or if it's leil Shabbos and leil yontiv, b'yteya ala yoyne, then you make the top chalav. Vahatam, what is pshat? Hu al derech ha-kabolev. This is al-pi kabolev. Someone showed me the Mishnah Eliyo brings down al-pi kabolev, just one Ryan we won't understand too much, but we know that by Leil Shabbos in Shemayne Esra, we say V'yonuchu Vo. Shabbos by Shachis, we say V'yonuchu Voi. Al Koponim. So we see Friday night, the Shabbos is a Bechina of a Nekeva. And Shabbos by day, the Shabbos is a Bechina of a Zohar. The Tachtoin is the Mekabel, and the Elyoin is the Mashpia. So Memele, by Friday night, with the Shabbos, is a Bechina of a Mekabel. So that's why we're Beiteya on the bottom Chalev. That's the Mekabel. And by day, that Shabbos is a Bechina of a Zocho. So Memele, so we're Beiteya on the top Chalev. That's Alderech HaKabbalah. What?
By the Yontif, where he's still.
But Yontif is never on the cave. It's the Yontif is different. So we know that's the Derech HaKabbalah. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shtei Kikrois Zeicher Lemon. What's in Yinov 2? The Siv Loktu Lechem Mishneh. It says because Friday they gathered a double lechem mishneh, so therefore we take two challahs to remember that Friday there was lechem mishneh. Now just let's the Dirshu bring down interesting shailas. What is the halacha if you need two tikkois? What if one of them you're not allowed to eat? Let's talk about a few cases. Let's talk about one case. Let's talk about it's Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. So this first Suda you eat chometz. But let's say you only have one bukelin. And for lechem mishne, you want to take a matzah. Now, first, forget about the nerves of taking your matzah next to your bukalah. Let's forget about that. But I'll compone him. I want lechem mishne. So the shayla, but you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. There's an iser to eat midarabonan. There's an iser to eat matzah erev Pesach. Are you yoit the lechem mishne? It means you're taking two chalas lechem mishneh, but one is edible and one is not edible. So others say, instead of taking a matzah which you can't eat, you take a piece of cardboard. That's the whole Indian of lechem mishneh is the chshivi. This is a suda that there's a chshivi of the suda. You have two chalas, but if one chala is not edible, that's one shayla.
Not edible.
You can give it to Tanim. So it's not kefela. But it's not edible.
Yeah,
what? Well, it's cutting here. We'll talk about later. Now, one afternoon, another afternoon, someone clearly brings down a shaila. Very interesting. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has one bukala and Shimon has one bukala, right? So Reuven has Shimon, lend me your bukala. So Shimon says, listen, I need to eat it. This is my bukala. Good, I'll give it back to you. I just need it for Lechem Mishnah. But Shimon's bukala, Reuven can't eat. It's canceled. He doesn't let him eat. Because they're an Indian of Lechem Mishnah. So he brings Shiloh and Shlomo Zalman and others. Others say it's good. Others say it's no good. So these are the Shilohs by Lechem Mishnah. If you have one Lechem is not edible, for some reason, if you could use it for Lechem Mishnah. Then they talk about if one challah is frozen, can you use that for Lechem Mishnah? So then it also goes in the big shiloh. Who says you can't eat a frozen challah? And cut it in thin slices, it's edible also. Matters how good your freezer is, how strong your teeth are. I'll come upon them. These are from the modern shilohs of Lechem Mishnah. Let's go further. Let's go further. What? Yeah. V'gam anoshim mechuyav. V'gam beyontem tzorich limseyal shtei kikris. Yontem, you also need two kikris. Because it was Lechem Mishnah Yontem. V'gam anoshim mechuyavus melechem Mishnah. Anoshim also mechuyav. Why? Shah you gam came to Nesamon. Vim Yaitu Belechem Mishnah Bepasabo Bekisnin, Ayel Besimin Kubsamachesim Zayin, Shamba Mishnah Burbir Aloha Bulamaita, they bring down a Machnis Hashekel. It means like this. I have one challah and one Danish. And they have no interest of eating the Danish. They want to be Kaveya Sudas and eat the Danish also. That's one thing. They have no interest of being Kaveya Suda on the Danish. The Danish I'm going to eat later. So the Taz says on the Taisha Shabbos, you are not Yoitza Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah, you need Taz, not Pasabor Bekisnim. Shleimos. Now another thing, it should be the two challahs should be shleimos. V'ugish and nisrif or ktas, what if it's a little burnt? V'adayin le'nechtach mimena yeshoinim de'yaitim v'ilin yelechem mishneh, ayin b'shari tshuvim. Now, in the Indian of Shlomo, there is Chilukei Deis, and here he brings down God from Rav Nissim Karelis. There are 2 days. What does Shlomo mean? There is a Shitas Arosh that if it's missing, not more than 1/48 of the challah, I mean, it's not 147. 148 or less is called a shleimer. It's very good to know. When you go to the matzah bakeries, they'll tell you this. They'll charge you for a shleimer. That if there's only missing, there's only missing 148 or less, it's still called a shleimer. If the crust a little is broken off, it's called a shleimer. Fine. That's called a shleimer. That's one thing. Another thing, there are chilukei deis, if you have a broken matzah, if you can make it a shleimer by singeing the broken part. Others hold, then now become a shleimer. And others hold, you can't make it a shleimer. Fine, there's another case if you have one bukala that was cut in half by mistake. If you'll take a toothpick and put it together and it looks shleimer, it's good for, Lechem Mishnah. Yeah. It's a look shalem, it's good.
No.
What?
It's only on one end.
Oh.
The place because I
need. Oh, it's not like one. Yeah. That's
not in on that.
What?
That painting I slammed on Shabbos.
No. It's not. It's called Kimono. No. It seems that. It's not that like that. You could use, you can take a toothpick and do it. It means if it looks shalem, it's good. Yeah. Agavulcha by an essig, if you take a pitim and glue it in, it's not good for the first 2 days for sure. For the other days, it might be good. But I'll come upon him. The other days, if you didn't glue it, there's a magnavrom that brings a shaila. So I would suggest you should glue it. There's a magnavrom, it's not Porsche, it's good the other days. Okay. Shleima, yeah. Im ein loy pas shleima, ein loy make. What if he doesn't have a shleima? So you make lechem mishne with two plusais. Fine. We are the Kaddish of the Lord Kizayas Pass. The Nochen Linoig. It is preferable. Shazesha Beitseye Yehavan Liftoy Bibilkas Amoiti Kol Amisubim. That they should be Yaitse Lechem Mishne. So he makes the Moiti for them. And he is making a Moiti on Lechem Mishne. So he should be Mechavan to be Moiti them with the Brochem. Vagam Yoimel Amisubim Shehavnu Lotteis Bibilkosoi. They should be yaitze b'lechem mishne. Shemoyti acherim yomer b'shus rabbeisei. Avo pi shehu abal abayis ayagodol. Hu miderech hanovi shekol them rabbeisei. Agav uchem. This is what the Mishneh Berurah paskins, that in order that the b'nei bayis, women amuchuyim alechem mishne, that they should be yaitze b'lechem mishne, so they wash and then I mighty them with the mighty. So kilu they made a mighty on lechem mishne, and then they eat without a brochem. By Hasidim, there is a minig in the Makar, there's an Eshel Avram that says a very mechudish tikka halacha. By Hasidim, there's a minig like this, that the husband goes in, they're still outside in the kitchen. They didn't wash yet. He says, Hamaiti. And they answer, Amen. Fine. Then they go and wash. And he cut up ready the chal in 20 pieces. And they come and they take a piece and they make Hamaiti. They make Hamaiti now. That was before they washed. So the Eishel Avram, the Batush Yerom, says, Amoyde Kechidish. There's two dinim. There's the din Lechem Mishne, and there's the din Abishas Anenin. Lechem Mishne, they were Yaitu with his mighty. I believe they can't eat yet. The Yaitu with his mighty. Fine. The Yaitu ready. I was Yaitu Lechem Mishne. Now, I didn't wash it or anything. I'll make now new moitzi. But the moitzi had only, I was yet already lechem mishne. That's a big chiddush. How about the Mishneh Berurah? It doesn't ask you like that. Chas v'shalom, boy. They didn't even wash yet.
But they're doing it with the Afka. They go where the others
are. Dafka olam, dafka by chassidim, there's an Indian, they're always more afraid. Maybe the Nevka wanted to be Yaitz and Sados, so each one makes their own brochem. Could be it's not too gefährlich, but if they didn't wash, it's sicher not a brochish and it's sicher. We yodai bishas amaiti, he holds, okay, let's stop here.